That's right.
All right, welcome back to our third and final segment of Science at Kirk Presents in the Nest here on WNST Baltimore Positive Radio. We bring in a guy who's a little sad today, and that's my good buddy, featured pro over at BCC, Pat Corner, because the University of Maryland Terrapins took care of the West Virginia Mountaineers 30-24. Pat, were you surprised with that result?
Yeah, I was surprised. I was, we Mountaineers have been used to winning that game over the last, 10, 12 years?
Well, it hasn't been played much lately, and I'll tell you what,
right.
It's a game that needs to be played. It really is. It needs to be played every year. We had 20,000 people there from West Virginia singing Country Roads in the parking lot. The craziest football fans I've ever seen in my life. But to be honest with you, they're a blast. But
no, it is. I agree. It's a game that, was played for so many years, and it's a, it's a border rivalry of sorts, and it should be played every year. Both fan bases are great. Both schools are great.
Everybody wants the game. Everybody wants the game. So why not play it?
Yeah, and, it needs to be.
It was a look. And if you win, it's a big loss. And if you lose, you're losing to a good team. So it's not the end of the world.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Let's talk about golf today. The FedEx Cup and the Solheim Cup. We can't let that one go, but we'll get to that at the end, because that's been a major disappointment so far.
Yeah.
Team USA. But here we go. How do you describe Patrick Cantlay the past 2 weeks? No words can describe how he held up against Jon Rahm. Really, today, without his A game, he was in trouble on every other hole until the final hole, where he just took his second shot to a par five was just incredible. Put a lot of heat on Jon Rahm, but Jon Rahm, he didn't have a putt that was easily makeable. Describe Patrick Cantlay. He's like a one of the generation player, because it seems like it's all with his putter.
He there's a lot of adjectives you could describe him. I mean, gritty, determined, focused, all those things apply. But you look at him and he's a bit of a throwback. I mean, his drive on 18 went 361. You can look at that and say, okay, he hits it far. But by and large, he's playing first into every green, because he doesn't play the power game that a lot of these guys play now. So he has to be better in more aspects of the game, because he can't overpower the golf course. And, last week we couldn't even describe how well he putted. I mean, it was a record setting performance. And then this week he did the same thing, and the bigger the situation, the better he plays. And that bogey putt he made on 17 was huge. I mean, that was,
But that drive he made on 17 was embarrassing. And
that was bad, but it was. And it just goes to show that nobody's immune to the pressure or to the fact that golf's really hard. But when you back that guy into a corner, he seems to make everything he needs to make.
Well, it started last week, and it turns out he needed that 3-shot lead over Jon Rahm, or he would have lost, because he actually had a 4-shot lead over Rahm.
What's your
take on the format? I'm going to say two things. I say, number one, a player should be rewarded for being the best player the entire year in the final match. He should have an edge. But why can't you have a FedEx Cup winner and a different tour championship winner, like they did when Tiger won it a few years back? Why did they cut that out, Pat?
They keep trying to figure out what the best format is, and what the ultimate, whether it's better for TV or whatever. I tend to like it the way it used to be, where you had the playoff events, but the tour championship was separate from the overall FedEx Cup champion. I mean, there was a year there where Phil won the tour championship, but Tiger ended up winning the FedEx Cup championship. If you look at what had happened this week, Jon Rahm and Kevin Na shot the best score for 72 holes. They were both 14 under par. I don't see why those two can't go to a playoff for the tour championship trophy, But then, you know, you have a system that rewards an overall FedEx Cup champion. I still tend to like it that way. And no, if you look at it that way, you know, maybe Cantley still wins, but Rahm would be right there because he may have won this event.
Right. Or it could have been Kevin. Now let me ask you a question. Right. We were going to talk about this today. Number one, you know, everybody say, well, Bryson fell apart and this and that. He didn't fall apart. He just didn't win the tournament. What did he come in seventh? I mean, what?
Right.
People was like, Paul Azinger said it when he made some incredible birdie putt on 18. He said, Bryson is still the guy right now who drives people to come. There's no doubt about it. You saw it with me over at Caves. Where were the crowds? Every day they were with Bryson, you know?
They were following Bryson. Like him or not, he moves the needle. I mean, he is the needle right now.
There's no doubt about it. And he was, he beat out Dustin Johnson, but I thought that Kevin, and I think he's played his way on the Ryder Cup team. Don't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He should be one of the captain's picks.
Yeah. And I know we'll talk about that, but you look at him, not only is he in form now, but you can pretty much pair him with anyone. And he's a great putter. And if you look at why the Europeans, well, one of the reasons why the Europeans have been so dominant is because they make the putts when they have to. So Kevin Na is a phenomenal putter. I think he has just the personality to get people really behind him, both teammates and spectators. I think it'd be a great shot in the arm for the U.S. team.
Yeah, I do too. And I think they're going to need a shot in the arm. I really do. Mm-hmm. The way the format works and the way that Whistling Straits is so hard. It's such a hard course. So you would put him in. Now, who would be – I think that it's obvious Jordan's a lock, all right? He's out of the top six. He's a lock. Xander's out of the top six. How in the world can he not be there?
Yeah, he has to be there.
He's been there every week. You know, DJ's in the top six. Bryson's in the top six. JT.
Yeah.
Cantlay is.
Yeah.
Who am I leaving out?
Koepka and Morikawa.
Now, Koepka could be a problem.
Yeah, absolutely.
He might be out because of the wrist.
Yeah, he's hurt again.
I'll give the names and you tell me if you're Steve Stricker. This is Wednesday morning. I promise you, I'll get you the names as soon as it comes out. Okay?
Because
I'll be glued to the TV and you'll be teaching. Harris English, does he make the cut?
I think he does.
Okay. Sam Burns.
I think he's just out.
Just out.
Yep.
Scotty Scheffler.
I think he's another one that's just on the outside looking in.
Patrick Reed.
No, because of recent health concerns, and because of that, he's just not on top of his game.
So let's put this down now and we'll see if you're right. So our 12 guys, we'll start with the first six, which is DJ, Bryson, Koepka, we don't know. We really don't know, but he is on the team right now.
Yeah, for now, we'll count him in.
Okay.
Justin Thomas, Morikawa, and Cantlay.
All right, they're the guarantees. And then after that, I think three of the locks are Xander, Kevin Na after yesterday. I don't know how he could not be in it. And Jordan Spieth.
Yep. I think, I think you got to look at Tony Finau.
Tony Finau is a must on this team.
Yep. I think, I don't know how
you. So now you're down to two slots.
Right.
All right. Is it Harris English?
I think so. I think Harris English, he won twice this year. He's another guy, personality-wise, that you can put with anyone. I mean, there isn't a nicer guy out there on tour. I think he's on. And then you kind of look at, you know, the guys outside looking in. You mentioned Burns. You mentioned Scheffler. The two that I would really look at are Webb Simpson and Kevin Kisner. Simpson, based off experience. But I like something about Kisner.
He's been off lately, though.
Yeah, I know. He won a couple weeks ago, and then he was a little off. But something about that guy in match play, He's won the world, the WGC match play championship once. He lost once in the finals, so he's good in match play. And he's a bulldog. He won't back down from anyone.
Who's the best part of you? Now, we didn't mention Daniel Berger, Jason right. Kokrak.
Sure.
I mean, these guys all had great years.
Yeah, Billy Horschel.
Billy Horschel. Now, who's a, yeah. is he not a great putter? Of
Streaky.
Streaky?
Yeah.
All right, well, you only have one pick left, saying Koepka survives. Who would that one pick be?
So let me see who we've got. We got Finau, Schauffele, Spieth.
Finau's on. We got Xander, Na, Spieth, Finau, and English. And that leaves you between Horschel, Daniel Berger, Kokrak, Harris English, Sam Burns, and Scotty Scheffler for one guy.
Yep. You know, you toss a coin.
Sam Burns. My money says Sam Burns.
Sam Burns, you can't go wrong with him. I mean, he hits it far and he putts well. It's that's the kind of the new age tour pro there. So you can't go wrong with that. For some reason, I think knowing that the captain is Stricker, whether it's generationally or whatever, I think you have to look at Webb Simpson.
Remember, you could be replacing Brooks too.
True. Yeah. But I just have a sneaky feeling about Kisner.
I'll put down Kisner. So we'll see what happens now. Key question is, got to ask you that. Who do they pair up Bryson with?
Oh, let me look at the lineup here. Well, you know who they don't pair him with.
We all know who his friends are, you know.
No, and I'm looking at the lineup here, or at least the ones we've talked about. Tony Finau is an easygoing, nice guy. I think you could probably put him with Finau. If Simpson is a captain's pick, I think you can put him with Webb, because same thing, he's not controversial. He's just gonna say all the right things.
Who do you put him with in the four ball when you're is four balls alternate shot, or is that foursomes?
That's foursomes play.
All right. Who do you put him with? Because that's a tough one.
That is a tough one. That's a good question.
All right. We'll let you think on that.
I tell you what. Imagine if you put him with Morikawa, assuming Morikawa is healthy, which I know a couple of weeks ago he had a back issue. But you could have arguably the most dominant driver of the ball paired with the best iron player in the world right now. Might be pretty good.
I don't know, but it's going to be great speculation. They're at Whistling Straits. You know, it's going to be a raucous, crazy crowd.
Yes.
And, I think it's just what a guy like Bryson needs to perform well in that to get people behind them. But now we got to go to the Solheim Cup. And my question to you is, what in the world happened to Nelly Korda? I mean, she got blown out of every match.
It's hard to explain.
They didn't play her today,
It's hard to explain. She's clearly the best player in the world. How do you explain it? She's had a bad week. It's all you can really say.
Can they overcome that?
Shocking.
Can they overcome that two-match deficit? That's a lot when they really have been outplayed a lot.
Yeah, they definitely can. I mean, we've seen in the Ryder Cup, we've seen four-point deficits overcome, a couple times. Two's a lot, but if they front load that lineup and they get some red flags on there early, they definitely can. Yeah, it wouldn't be surprising at all.
It's great. I'm telling you, I know people say, well, how can you be watching that? I'm telling you, you watch it, you love America, all of a sudden you're into it big time.
No, it's a great event.
Because they were out of it, and then they stole that match yesterday. What'd you think of that call? Did you hear about that?
Oh, yeah, about the controversy, the ball being picked up. Yeah, it's almost a shame, because it seems like every single year there's some type of a rules controversy in the Solheim Cup. But part of it's the heat of the battle. I think people are overly sensitive to every little thing when it's match play and you know it's going to come down to literally a half a point. It's a shame. I wish every season, every year didn't get kind of scarred by it. But in the end, I think the best team will win.
Who's your A team if you're going to put two guys together to be the two best guys to play together?
Talking Ryder Cup again now?
Yeah, it seems like JT always will be one of those two guys.
JT's great. You know, looking at, I mean, if you're going off current form, JT and Cantlay, that's a heck of a team.
That seems unbeatable at this point in time.
Yeah, that's a pretty good team right there.
Then you need one team that can go out there and in the four matches the first 2 days, get you three wins. All right. I think JT and Cantlay would do that. And the rest of it, you got to put it together. But there's no weaklings on this team. Even if we went down to 15 and 16, there's nobody weak. Is it, could a guy be hurt? Could he not play well? Yeah, that could happen. But looking forward to that. And what a great FedEx season. And holy cow, it starts again on the 16th.
I know.
1 week off, you know, and it starts on the 16th.
Right.
And you tell me that the guy who leads the FedEx tournament doesn't deserve an edge after surviving a year. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Totally ridiculous.
I know. But I can't believe we're getting into another new year, though.
It is. But the Ryder Cup, after that, it does quiet down for a while until January. So we'll be back in 2 weeks. Is it 2 weeks or 3 weeks, really? It starts on the 26th. So we'll be back in 3 weeks. We'll preview the Ryder Cup that week, and then we'll have you on for the closeout. I can't wait for it. And what a great FedEx season it's been. Hats off to Cantlay. He was just special, you know.
He was.
And I hope that, you know, Bryson had such a chance to be more gracious last week than he was. You know, he got beat the same way Rahm got beat today.
Right.
Rahm throwing a fit. He lost $10 million.
Right.
He wasn't that upset, you know. But I thought the highlight of the match to me was when they kept talking about how Na and JT, two supposedly close friends, were playing for $1 million.
Right, exactly.
It was for $1 million, all right?
That's right.
I mean, it was like unbelievable the amount of money in this. It's probably too much money, to tell you the truth.
It probably is. I mean, you look at it and everyone gets fixated on who wins, but you don't realize that
Nobody loses.
Justin Thomas, I think, won $4 million today. It's unbelievable.
No, it's insane, to tell you the truth. It's insane, but I think he only won three, okay? Not won $4
million. Not won four.
Right. John Rahm, who's player of the year? It's got to be Cantlay.
That's a great question. I was actually talking to someone about this today. I think it'll be Cantlay, but it's between Cantlay and Rahm. And obviously Morikawa has a major and a world golf championship, but other than that, you know, nothing that really stands out.
Well,
Cantlay has four wins. So the FedEx. Yeah. I think he wins.
Say whatever you want about the Memorial, but he didn't win it. Rahm didn't win it for whatever reason, he didn't win it. He had no way he could be player of the year. It's got to be Cantlay. I think it's a no brainer. I thought it might be Morikawa had he played better, but that back injury got to him, and I'm worried about him in the Ryder Cup.
You know? Me too. I really am, because there's a guy that when he's healthy, I mean, we know what he can do, but obviously he hasn't been healthy over the last 3 weeks.
Pat, that's it. You know, naturally I said 15, we went 20. What else is new?
That's all right. We always do that.
All right. Listen, I feel sorry for you about West Virginia, but they'll be back. They have a great quarterback. They have a great quarterback. That guy, Letty Brown, is just incredible. And they'll bounce back. But hey, it was a great weekend of sports and a great weekend of golf. And let's go USA tomorrow, the Solheim Cup.
That's it.
Yeah, I mean, Nelly Korda is going to be tough to live that down. Hey, look, Tiger wasn't that great in the Ryder Cup, was he?
Right.
His record was horrible in those matches, you know?
I know. Arguably the greatest player of all time.
Some people might not be able, they're not built to play with other people, you know? She couldn't even play with her sister. You know, I mean, it didn't make sense to me, but so be it. Pat, have a great week. Everybody out there, have a great week. It's Bruce Posner signing off for Science at Kirk Presents In the Nest. Donald Science and Bruce Laird will be back as the football season starts in earnest next week. We'll be on with a post-game show next week, early Tuesday morning. We're moving to Tuesday morning next week. Pat, you got 3 weeks off. Do your homework. Get ready for the Ryder Cup.
You got it. I'll be ready. Thanks, Bruce.
All right, buddy. Take care.
All right. Wait a minute.